Strong feelings and divisions that you've made, and what are the damages of Roe versus Wade? Maybe it's invalidating and insulting the price that so many previous women have paid. Because while men exercise their glorious rights of passing guns to their sons, women raise their daughters in a country that can't guarantee the right to their own body, locked in the kitchen yet again to make hot cross buns. Reproductive rights, they don't belong to the whims of a court, and they shouldn't be thrown around the field of a male-dominated sport. So instead of progressing past the past, we remain victims of it. The future is bright, but it is not our Supreme Court by humans being lit. Guns and women's bodies, Supreme Court, you've now made a tit for tat, but how dare you overturn audacious law and not expect women to fight back? You promised, you pledged to protect your people. Maybe you forgot that meant women too, but the 21st century is not going to forget, or your blatant attempt at sexist stereotypes setting. We'll break down your neck, just like you made the uteruses of American women your male infringed back. Roe and Wade, overturning the mistake you made. So America, take your violence, take your guns, but don't you dare shoot down the rights of our daughters and mothers. Welfare, all things that would stop American women living in a real life nightmare, because not everybody is privy to the American dream. Walking on oppression free air, many women are anxiously waiting for their fabrics of reality to tear. And yes, Roe versus Wade differs from person to person, man to woman. There will always be a difference of opinion, but there's one thing that I truly believe in, and that's doing things for the good.
The good of women.